The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to today's podcast. It is Friday. It is the last day of this week. It is the 14th of January, and we got some breaking news that we want to cover today. And before we get to that, we want to welcome all of our listeners and our viewers that are joining us either via by Facebook Live or who will be joining us on the rebroadcast of this through other platforms once this is circulated out on our podcast and YouTube and our other video platforms as well. So if it's your first time joining us, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. As always, we'd love to hear from you. We want to get after this. I don't want to waste a lot of your time today. Russian invasion of Ukraine may be imminent. We're going to talk about that as our primary topic of discussion today. Also, there's a lot of saber rattling going on. There's a lot of rumors of war going on, and we've got a lot of stuff lined up for today's podcast, so you don't want to miss this. Again, let's just get after this. I'm going to give you a verse of scripture that we're going to just kind of use this as our point of reference today. This is Matthew chapter 24, verse 6. If you're listening to the broadcast, Matthew 24, 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Again, the Lord said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. So there will be wars that will take place, but you'll hear rumors of wars, and that be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. I want to get you to the latest of what's going on. This is a screenshot from a UK affiliate called The Sun. The headline alone speaks volumes. Again, this is all developing. For some of you guys on the rebroadcast of this, we don't know what further indications or further escalations could take place. So I'm giving you this update live at 2:39 p.m. Eastern on this Friday, January the 14th. As of right now, Russia's alleged plot, I'm going to give you an excerpt from The Sun. Again, this is a UK affiliate. Russia's alleged plot to justify a Ukraine invasion has sparked fears of World War III. As one expert warns, escalating tensions may trigger a major conflict. Concerns are mounting after a U.S. official reportedly revealed how intelligence suggests that Russia has pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct what they are calling inflammatory verbiage to use. I'm going to give you this.
U.S. intelligence says that it has information that Russia is preparing what's known as a false flag operation to create a pretext for another invasion of Ukraine. A U.S. official says there's evidence that operatives trained in urban warfare will carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own forces in eastern Ukraine, proxy forces. The U.S. National Security Advisor says more details will be revealed within the next 24 hours.
Fade. Now, let that soak in for a minute, guys. This could be the spark that leads to a major military conflict. Again, U.S. intelligence, U.S. officials are now accusing Russia of creating a false flag operation to justify an invasion of Ukraine. This source, again, you can find this at The Sun. This source told The Sun that that a major war may erupt at any moment, and said the crisis is likely to escalate before it de-escalates. And we got more. I'm going to give you some more headlines on this in a second. This latest information comes as a U.S. official told CNN that intelligence teams have found evidence that the operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out a disguised attack against Russia's own forces. The claims have been echoed by Ukraine's Ministry of Defense on Friday, saying that, quote, Russian special services are preparing provocations against their own forces and attempt to frame Ukraine. This is some scary stuff. Let me give you this quote. Quote, our intelligence community has developed information which has now been downgraded that Russia is laying the groundwork to have the option of fabricating the pretext for an invasion. Quote, we saw this playbook in 2014 and they are preparing to play this again. And we will have, the administration will have further details on what we see as this potential lane of the pretext to share with the press over the course of the next 24 hours. Now, I'm going to give you some more, sources, some more headlines here. Here's another, again, this was another source. This is an Australian affiliate, and you can see the headline here. Quote, U.S. says Russia is readying a false flag operation to invade Ukraine. This was revealed by White House press secretary on January the 4th. So this was recent, accusing Russia of plotting a false flag operation to give the pretext to invade Ukraine. So again, this was suggested on the 4th of January, but now here we are on the 14th. So 10 days later, and now, Ukraine officials, U.S. intelligence, U.S. officials are now saying that this could actually be carrying out, this could be escalating or taking place right now as we speak. Here's another headline. Quote, the U.S. must prepare for war against Russia over Ukraine. If Putin is not deterred from seizing another chunk of sovereign territory, he will not stop there. Now, RT News, I'm going to read a little bit of this excerpt and then we'll move on. The U.S. must ready or prepare itself for a war with Russia. This comes from a former Defense Department official saying that Washington could be obliged to step in militarily if Moscow decides to mount a full invasion of Ukraine in the near future. Evelyn Farkas, who served as a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia from 2012 to 2015, published in OPED in Defense One on Tuesday, in which she claimed that a, quote, imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine is, quote, more likely to happen than not to happen. Quote, the former Obama administration official insisted that diplomatic talks between Moscow and Washington taking place this week are likely to fail, and the U.S. should prepare to be ready for a war with Russia. Again, the verbiage, guys, that's being used is chilling. And an echo of the words from former President George W. Bush used to describe the nations invading Iraq in 2003, she went on to call for the U.S. to marshal, quote, an international coalition of the willing. So it's echoing the words, again, of former President George W. Bush during the Iraq invasion of 2003 to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin, and quote, if necessary, prepare for war. All right, let me give you some more headlines. Again, this is all escalated, guys, over the past 10 days. Look at these headlines. This is recent. Ukraine, according to reports today, Ukraine is reporting that it has been struck by a cyber attack as Russia continues to advance more troops. Another headline said, quote, Ukraine hit with cyber attack, a tactic it expected to precede a full invasion by Russia.
Cyber attack disabled several Ukrainian government websites, Ukrainian officials say no personal data was compromised. Both the U.S. and EU are offering to help Ukraine in this investigation. And all of this is happening as Russian officials engage in some very direct finger-pointing at the United States in the wake of talks this week aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine standoff.
Now, I want to stop here and I want to interject something because it just made me think about this. And I didn't have this in the lineup to talk about this, but it's interesting. Now, again, I'm going to say alleged here, but it's interesting that Russia is being alleged to conduct a cyber attack against Ukraine, giving them a chilling warning that, quote, be afraid and expect the worst. What's interesting about that is just last week, we reported that Iran allegedly hacked major Israeli news outlets. One of them was the Jerusalem Post, and they basically did the same thing. They hacked their news organization and they put a chilling threat on their website, and it was up there for hours and hours and hours before they got it pulled off. So again, I want you to keep this in mind. What did we talk about at the beginning of this segment? You're gonna see wars, actual wars. You're gonna hear of rumors of wars. So here we have threats being carried out with in the Middle East, with Iran threatening Israel through a cyber attack. And now you have Russia, who is allegedly threatening Ukraine through a cyber attack, giving them a chilling message. But we've got more to cover today, but I'm going to get back on this. All this while mass troops, some sources say 100,000, others say more than 100,000 troops are massing upon their neighbor's frontier on the border of Ukraine. The cyber attack unfolded hours after talks ended with no breakthrough between Russia and Western allies, which fear Moscow could, quote, launch a new military assault. Again, we just covered that. As part of its plans, Russia's laying the groundwork. Again, these are the accusations that's surfacing against Russia to lay groundwork for a full invasion of Ukraine. Now, here's another headline. All this is taking place, guys. And speaking of the Jerusalem Post, they posted an article that said that, quote, Europe is at its greatest risk of war in 30 years.
It seems that the risk of war in the OSCE area is now greater than ever before in the last 30 years.
At a security meeting of 57 nations in Vienna on Thursday, Poland's foreign minister said Europe was closer to war than any time in the last three decades, as Russia said diplomatic efforts to defuse tensions over Ukraine were hitting a dead end. After the meeting, the U.S. ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said the West should prepare for a possible escalation in tensions with Moscow, adding, quote, the drumbeat of war is sounding loud. Meanwhile, Russian snipers took part in military exercises near the Ukrainian border on Thursday, following tank drills the day prior. Russia denies planning to invade Ukraine, but says it needs guarantees from the West for its own security, including barring Ukraine from joining NATO and rolling back decades of alliance expansion in Europe. Demands the U.S. has called non-starters. In an interview on Russian television, the country's deputy foreign minister said diplomacy must be given a chance, but that Russian military specialists were providing options to President Vladimir Putin in case the situation worsened.
We can no longer retreat. We can already see that there will be other measures, other actions against our opponents if they don't take into account our demands and our needs in the end.
Later on Thursday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said at a White House press briefing that the U.S. was ready to respond to any Russian aggression.
The United States and our allies and partners are prepared for any contingency, any eventuality. We're prepared to keep moving forward down the diplomatic path in good faith, and we're prepared to respond if Russia acts. And beyond that, all we can do is get ready, and we are ready.
So we're seeing all these voices, all these sources are echoing what we're sharing with you today. So I want to recap just for 15 seconds real quick before we move on to the next headline. So we've got this conflict with Russia, Ukraine, and America's right in the middle of it. And it's at a boiling point. America, Ukraine, among others, are now accusing Russia of creating a false flag operation to justify a full-fledged invasion militarily in Ukraine. So we need to be paying attention to this. And there's also reports of a cyber attack that's already been conducted by Russia against Ukraine. So all this is taking place. And while you got that going on, and I just told you what's going on in the Middle East with Iran and Israel. And by the way, they're at a breaking point. They're at a boiling point. And officials are warning that nuclear talks are at a point of failing with Iran and Israel. And Israel's already warned that they, with or without the help of America, will defend their country and protect the nation of Israel, regardless if they see or if they deem that Iran poses a threat to them in any way, form, or fashion. So you got all this boiling. Then this is breaking news as well, guys. This just took place. North Korea, according to reports, North Korea has just test fired a third missile in 2022.
News overnight, North Korea firing two ballistic missiles. This is the third launch this month. This one happening just hours after Pyongyang accused the United States of, quote, escalating the situation with sanctions. Our chief global affairs anchor, Martha Raddus, is tracking the very latest on this one. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Cecilia. There's no quicker way to get the world's attention than a missile launch. And this morning, North Korea fired not one, but two short-range ballistic missiles. The type of missile appears similar to prior tests. This test launch happening roughly 12 hours after North Korea publicly warned of a stronger and certain response after the U.S. announced sanctions against North Korea. Those sanctions targeting six North Koreans involved in its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Since President Biden took office, there have been at least 14 missile tests. While none of those tests involve long-range or intercontinental ballistic missiles, it is a clear provocation and also shows that the North is working to improve its weapons delivery system. Cecilia?
A clear provocation is certainly right. Washington is urging North Korea to come to the table, but so far it doesn't seem like that's happening.
Exactly, Cecilia. Secretary of State Blinken has said they will meet anytime, anywhere, with no preconditions. Those overtures have gone nowhere. Fiery language and these missile launches, the only response.
So, you have North Korea, or you have North Korea involved now doing this. You have Iran and Israel, the conflict going on there. You have Russia, Ukraine, and America all together with the mess that's taking place and escalations there. Then, but it let's finish with this. Then we've got this report that came out revealing that special forces are scheduled to simulate an insurgency. So this is an insurgency drill on U.S. soil, an upcoming unconventional warfare exercise.
We want to hold you overhead and hit the targets as they go by.
Hey, Alpha, you down low?
There's only two of us.
Special forces will simulate an insurgency on U.S. soil in an upcoming unconventional warfare exercise. Robin Sage exercises held in the Carolinas prepare Green Berets for the complex missions they will be called upon to accomplish when deployed. The U.S. Army's annual unconventional warfare exercise, Robin Sage, is set to kick off across rural North and South Carolina this month, pitting Special Forces candidates against simulated guerrillas fighting for the fictional nation of a Pineland. The exercise is so realistic and spans such a large area that the U.S. Army has issued notices to local law enforcement agencies, warning them not to mistake the exercise for a real insurrection, an error that has cost one soldier his life during a previous Robin Sage event. Robin Sage is conducted annually by the U.S. Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School, SWCS, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. This year's Robin Sage will take place from January 22nd to February 4th and will span across 25 counties in North Carolina and 3 counties in South Carolina. According to the Department of Defense, Unconventional Warfare, or UW, describes the use of military forces not to destroy or disable enemy forces outright, but instead to bolster or create resistance movements or insurgencies that can disrupt or overthrow a government or occupying power. This is typically done by operating alongside or through guerrilla forces or clandestine assets in a hostile or contested area. And NBSP. The types of operational environments the U.S. military has found itself in since 9/11 have been largely characterized by conflict between states and non-state actors such as terrorist or paramilitary groups.
Guys, do you know what that's echoing? The January 6th Capitol insurrection, riot, invasion, whatever you want to call it. This is exactly to think that they're not already anticipating something in the next election, something perhaps in the midterm elections or both, would be naive. This is exactly what this is centered on.
The Justice Department is redoubling its efforts to go after homegrown extremism. The agency is creating a new specialized unit focused on domestic terrorism. The DOJ says FBI investigations of suspected domestic violent extremists have more than doubled since the spring of 2020.
So they're already fearing that there's going to be, quote, an insurrection from within. So what am I talking about? Again, this is breaking news development. We are looking at wars. Right now, we're looking at rumors of wars. That's where we're at, to be honest here, on multiple fronts. The Mideast with Iran and Israel. North Korea is a threat. You've got China. They've been warning about China. You've got Russia, Ukraine. So those are threats from without, and now they're preparing for threats from within, an insurrection from within. So what, guys, we're in perilous times. But I want to go back to the very beginning, because I want to read this to you and remind you of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will hear of wars. You're going to hear of rumors of wars. See, oh, this is the word for you guys. Ready? Don't let anxiety get you. Don't let fear grip you. Don't let worry grip you. See that you are not troubled. Come on, I want you to say that with me. Say, I will not be troubled. For all these things must come to pass. Come on, somebody say, it's got to come to pass. But the end is not yet. Don't, you know, people see this stuff and they're like, well, the Lord's going to split the sky today. He says the end is not yet. There's things, guys, that has to take place. And the Lord says, these are the beginning of sorrows. These are the beginning of birth pangs. So we don't want you to fret. We don't want you to worry. We don't want you to be troubled. We want you to be prepared. Jesus, again, Luke 21, 28, we always talk about this. Jesus said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, to look up and lift up your heads, for our redemption, your redemption, those who have put their faith in the Lord, those whose names in the Lamb's Book of Life, those who have been born again, those who trust in Him, those who serve Him and follow Him. Our redemption is drawing near because the Lord is not He may, He could be, He should. He is coming back, and He's telling us to get ready because the day is even at hand. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. That's going to be where you can find us. That's where you can subscribe to us. That's where you can keep up with this, all of our ministry, what we're doing on a daily basis. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to download our free app. Again, it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's free for you to download. Get it into your hands. You're going to get all of our podcasts that are free. You can watch, you can listen, all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You'll be notified. Just hit yes on the push notifications, and it's all going to be right there at your inbox. If this ministry is a continual source of information, blessing, revelation, encouragement, equipping, and you like to partner with us, or you like to pray about becoming a partner of our ministry, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order, and it's right there on the screen. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, we thank you so much. In fact, I want to take just a moment to thank all of our partners, our supporters, and givers of our ministry that helps us to remain strong month after month after month. You know who you are. We don't call out names. We don't identify you, because I believe in Matthew chapter 6, where it says, when you give in secret, your Heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. We don't want anybody losing their reward, but we want to honor you. We want to thank you for all those who have given and supported our ministry through physical mail, through checks, money orders, and in the gifts in the mail, the letters of encouragement, the cards in the mail, et cetera, et cetera. But, and we also want to thank all those who give electronically, again, through sources, through electronically, through the app and through different sources to do that. Again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. All of us here at End Time Headlines, we appreciate your support. We appreciate your partnership, because it's through your giving, through your contribution, and through your support that we're able to continue to remain strong month after month and year after year. Well, guys, we're going on 12 years strong this July. This July will be 12 years our ministry's gone, and it's remained strong. And we, Lord willing, we're going to go as long as the Lord permits us to go, either, however that looks. The gathering together, the catching away, the rapture, the Lord comes back, I go on to be with the Lord, they shut us down, whatever. We're going to keep going as long as the Lord allows us and gives us the voice and a platform to do that on all these platforms on social media and so on and so forth. So again, we love you guys. We appreciate you. Let me pray for you real quick. We're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on here on Monday, on the 17th of January, which is yours truly's birthday. I'll be turning a big 4-5 on the 17th, or this coming Monday. But we plan on being here, and we're going to broadcast, Lord willing, on Monday to start off next week's podcast. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys back on Friday. So until then, may the Lord bless you. May He keep you, and may His countenance be upon you. Again, guys, don't forget to share this. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to download the app. Don't forget to hit the bell on the push notifications on Rumble and YouTube and all those platforms. And we will see you guys on Monday. God bless you. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.